This is the Stacey and Zanga podcast. Here's Stacey and Zanga.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a bit exhausted today.
Why is that?
I took Fiona public swimming yesterday.
Oh.
I feel like I need a break. I honestly was so beat afterwards, and I didn't really do a lot of active swimming. It was just playing in the water, right? Yeah. Fiona was having an absolute blast. But the actual like expenditure that is involved in taking your child to the pool, it's intense. Prep, right? You got to pack a bag because you need like a change of clothes. You need towel. I had to have shampoo because I had to wash her hair. Pack the bag, get there, check in, and then, you know, getting ready and going into the pool takes no time at all. You just take your clothes off, lock your locker, off you go.
Right.
But then it's the post-swim, getting her out of the pool, first of all. She's, I don't want to go. I'm having so much fun. And we've been there for like 2 hours already.
So leave her in the pool. Let her get all pruny.
She was so pruny. Once you get into the back to the change rooms, it's hot. It's like 90 degrees in there for some reason. And it was just, you know, the showering of her hair. She's got so much hair, taking off the swimsuit, trying to put clothes back on a tacky, damp body. It was exhausting. But according to her, and I quote, Mom, this is the best day ever.
There you go. And you wanted to ruin it. You wanted to cut the best day ever short by saying, we got to go. We got to go. 2 hours.
2 hours in the pool isn't enough? Come on.
Apparently not. You ruined her best day ever. You ever think about what Wi-Fi means? Like, what is Wi-Fi? Like the name.
Oh, geez. I have no idea.
Never, eh? Well, I think you'd be fair, but there are some people who do think about this, right? Because we use it all the time. We'll walk to a restaurant and be like, hey, what's your Wi-Fi password? But no one actually really knows what it means. Some think it means wireless fidelity, like hi-fi, like high fidelity.
Wireless fidelity.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
You want to know what it means?
Oh, probably not, but sure.
It absolutely nothing.
What? It's just a name?
It's just a name.
Ow!
Yeah. It's so funny because for years, people have been trying to figure out exactly what it meant, and they're coming up with different terminologies and words, but it literally means nothing at all. The people who came up with Wi-Fi was just a marketing company. They wanted something that was just catchy. And
it's so catchy!
You know what I mean? And so there it is. If you ever wondered what the hell Wi-Fi is, it's nothing.
Well, that's kind of disappointing.
Right? No acronym. No, it has no significant meaning whatsoever. It's just a name that someone put together that they thought would be catchy and people would be attracted to it. Same with the logo and everything. It means...
Well, you know what? Kudos to them because I do love Wi-Fi and I love that little logo. It's April 8th today. Holy crap, it's a solar eclipse. Partial for us.
Not even.
Is it 20%?
I'm looking at the map, right? The map that it's taken. It's not even getting remotely close to us.
The big, like the best place to watch it is Eastern Canada, Eastern U.S. That's where the best place is.
Yeah.
I read somewhere that we're getting like 20%. So
if that.
I saw a lot of tweets where people were like, can I just take the day off as well if the sun is too? Can I just mail it in? It seems though that there's a lot of weird, and I don't want to say weird attention because it's very cool when this happens. It doesn't happen every single year all the time. It happens, you know, I think the last one was 2017. Arkansas has declared a state of emergency.
For what?
When you declare a state of emergency, it's not exactly what you think. It's not like, bring in the troops! It's extra money is allocated and certain rules get overwritten for the day, basically.
Again, for what?
Because they think there's going to be a lot of traffic in the streets.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, Arkansas. I don't know.
That's the most insane thing I've ever heard before in my life. There's going to be more traffic? Who cares? Deal with it, man. Like... What?
Yeah, I don't know all the details, but that's what I heard. And a lot of other people, too, are like, here's what's going to happen on the day of the eclipse. Not only will you be able to see it, but you'll be able to feel it because the temperature changes. And we've been here before, guys. It's not anything new.
It's, you know, the sun gets blocked out for a bit and then it comes back.
Yeah.
Life is not ending.
I need to just take a moment to shout out the guy down the street for me. He's that guy who is like always outside chipping into his snow, opening the catch basins at the end of the street so all the water's flowing. He's, you know, implementing aqueducts that help drain everything so no one else is getting flooded out front. I saw him yesterday, the day before yesterday, I kid you not, with an actual ice pick and a hammer to break up, because as you know, right now, we're left with these weird, flat, dirty chunks of ice out front of the house. We're almost done with the melt in some places. And he was out there with an ice pick breaking up the ice in front of his house.
What is he, like 70 years old?
He is a senior.
I was going to say, because like, ain't nobody who's who's like still working an active job going to be out there doing that.
No. And bless his heart, throughout the entire winter, there's been obviously different stages. He's, when there's a couple inches of snow, he is out there shoveling. And then when we started the melt, he was out there all the time with a, I don't even know what it is. It's not a hoe. It's the other thing that's just flat. Spade? No. Anyway, some kind of handheld tool. Just chopping away the snow, encouraging the melt. We need more of those people on our streets, actually.
I hear that. 96.3 Cruise FM, Variety that Rocks. It's Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Sanga.
We were just fighting.
Yeah, we were. It's the typical
fight. It really is.
That pretty much anyone who works in an office has, or even if you live in a home, which is, it's too cold, it's too hot.
Can I just say, I went to the thermostat this morning, and you had it at 67.
What's wrong with that? It's not even, yo, put a sweater on.
I am wearing a sweater.
Put a jacket on. Put a toque on.
No. Take off your bunny hug.
It's not even, first off, it's a sweater.
Bunny hug.
It's not even that cold.
19 degrees.
Oh my God.
19.
It's not that cold. Listen, I have a sweater on and...
Feel my hand. Oh, yours are roasty toasty. I'm freezing.
It's because I'm a good person. That's why.
Cold hands, warm heart. That's what I've heard. I don't know what you're saying. Oh my God.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm freezing. How are you?
Listen. 19, so what I think like the average temperature should be about
72.
What is that?
72
is that 22. See, I was gonna say about like 20-21.
Okay.
Around that.
And again, this is indoor temperature. Like if it was outside 22 degrees, different story. But this is in a building. There's no need for it to be this cold. Okay. 67.
It's not that bad. Quit over exaggerating. Sometimes when you hear stories, you immediately say to yourself, hey, this is just natural selection. They should have just let him be.
Survival of the fittest.
Exactly. And this is one of those situations. There's a Chinese surgeon who rescued a man after he accidentally swallowed a pair of small fingernail clippers.
Okay. Accidentally swallowed. See.
Do you want to know why he accidentally swallowed them?
Sure.
He was cleaning his teeth with them.
Oh, I was like, is there sex involved?
No. He was cleaning his teeth with them. And then I guess he had coughed or something and
see, went and down that's the what throat. I accidentally inhale a piece of raw carrot, right? That sucks because it goes right into your lungs. You're like coughing forever.
It'll be okay.
Rice, something like that. A pair of nail clippers?
Yes.
Has he heard of dental floss or a toothbrush or a toothpick or a bobby pin? Nail clippers, dude, come on.
Oh, so apparently they got lodged in his throat like
I feel bad for him, but at the same time, not really.
Exactly. That's what I mean. you hear the story and you think, yo, this is natural selection. Like why is a surgeon stepping in? Because I would have been like, Ain't no way you were that dumb that I gotta now step in and remove these from your throat.
Imagine if doctors could do that. They'd be like, yeah, you know what? I just don't feel like it. You know what? You did this to yourself. You figure it out.
Hey, Cruz, who's this?
Hey, this is Ray.
Ray, how you doing this morning?
Excellent.
Good. Do you like Billy Idol?
Oh, yeah. Back in the 80s.
Okay, well, you're going to see Billy Idol on August 5th at Sastel Center. Congratulations.
Oh, hey, wicked. I'm number three, eh? Wow.
Yes, you are.
You're number three.
Do you have do you have any idea like what that night's going to look like? You bring like your wife, your girlfriend, your friends?
It actually lands on my wife's anniversary wedding.
Come on.
Perfect. Yeah. There you go.
Husband August of the 5th. Year.
Yep, it's a party.
how many years of marriage will that be?
8.
Wow. And what's I know this is very cliche, but what's the secret for 18 years of blissful marriage?
Who knows?
We're always talking about AI and how crazy it is, mm-hmm. and how, you know, a lot of people, they're excited about it, but they're not afraid of it. They don't look at it like maybe you and I do, like as in, this is Skynet.
We're all going to die.
Yeah, so you could believe my utter shock and disbelief when I read an article yesterday saying that our prime minister has announced $2.4 billion for AI-related investments.
I saw that.
I was like, bro, what are you doing?
Is it to start an army to fight against AI? Because I feel like that's what we need.
That's exactly what we need. But no, it's the opposite, right? They want to invest in, building the infrastructure of AI and, you know, just push AI further. I'm still sitting here like, no one is taking precautions. No one is being like, you know what? We're rushing this a little bit. Let's pump the brakes and fully understand what we're doing, because the last thing we want is Skynet to be a real thing in real life.
Yeah, exactly. And we've talked about it before. iRobot, they start getting personalities.
Yep.
And what if they join forces with the scammers?
Oh, forget about it.
No,
life's done.
No stopping them.
No one has money.
No. This might not apply to you. As a minimalist, you have very little in your apartment currently.
This is very true.
And I appreciate that, and good for you. But at the same time, if you're one of those people that needs to like get a grip on the situation and become organized, some professional organizers have said, like, here's a tip. One of the biggest things that you need to do, there's three of them. Get rid of old electronics and old electronics boxes. So
that's
like
hard.
If you still have the box for your iPhone 8, throw it away. Don't need it.
I still have the box for my Apple Watch, my laptop, my MacBook, my iPhone, my Xbox, and both my monitors. I have boxes.
Did you use those boxes to move here?
Yeah, but I had those boxes. I've had those boxes for years. I have never thrown them out.
But did you use them for anything? Did you wrap a present in them?
No, aside from moving them here. That's about it.
But did you put everything, like, did you put your MacBook back in the box to move it here?
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. It's the people who just put them in a closet because they're like, I might need this someday, and they never use it. Old boxes, old electronics, clothes that don't fit is another big one where people are like, well, just in case I lose 20 pounds or this comes back in style.
You're not losing those 20 pounds.
No, and just wear the clothes that fit you. Don't sit there and put guilt on yourself because you're like, well, I used to fit into those jeans. Don't do that. But they said one of the biggest things that like keeps people from actually getting organized is buying too many organizing containers.
Oh.
And not using them properly, and then having to store your organizing containers.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
The couch saga is officially wrapped up. Officially
That's
done.
Right. Congratulations. Welcome to the Couch Club.
Yeah.
It's been a long time coming.
I do want to say that I don't love it. I don't love the couch. But I mean, it's here, and
it's somewhere to sit.
Somewhere to sit, and that's about it. That's all I really care about.
Can you lay on it? Is there enough room for you to lay fully?
Yeah, there's enough room for me to lay on it. I do want to add though, the couch was supposed to show up on Friday, and everything looked like it was going forward that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on in the day, I got a notification to be like, hey, you're. Your package cannot be delivered today, so we're going to try to deliver it the next business day. I end up talking to the people, and the reason why that happened is they put the couch on the wrong truck.
And I thought there was going to be something where it's like, oh, the boxes were so big, we couldn't get them into your apartment building.
Right?
No, they just forgot to put it on the right truck.
That's it. But then in FedEx's defense, they did deliver it on Saturday, and I got to set it up and use it. So yeah, Couch Saga is officially over, and I do want to say also I will never be buying another couch again. Absolutely not. I'm just, you know what?
You're done.
I'm going to just give someone money and be like, just get me a couch. Okay? I don't want to hear about it. This is the color I like. Just get me a couch and have it show up to my place. I don't care about anything else.
I'll do that. I'll personal shopper.
Personal shopper.
There you
go. Okay, that's your new service that you're offering.
Sure.
Okay.
That. And I had seen this one on Instagram. I don't even watch the Today Show, but in the States, the Today Show is a big deal, right? And it said, the Today Show, Chenille Jones, shuts down rumors that she doesn't have a belly button.
Well, that's not possible.
This is the kind of BS that they have to deal with, though, where it's like, oh, I gotta shut down another rumor that apparently I have no belly button. Like, what is the... Really? And that was the title of an... Like, who gives a flying crap about that?
At the same time, like, you have to kind of sit there and be like, to yourself, realistically, have you ever met, heard, or actually saw anyone who didn't have a belly button? And why is this a thing that you'd be like, I actually care about this and I need to be...
Let's start the rumor mill going, she doesn't have a belly button.
Like, how did you think she get fed as a baby? Or maybe she's not a baby. Maybe she's a cyborg and that's why she doesn't have a belly button.
She's AI.
AI.
Oh my God.
God.